the flood, the rain, the pain. I can go through anything.
Heard the thunder roll, felt the waves flash. God was in control. I lost everything, everything except my faith. Saw some scary things, how they figure I'm gonna wait. Say, where my kids at? Baby didn't answer. New steady line. Lord, I need a truthful answer. She cause she on Facebook, said they bout to blow the levee. Boogie got his boat took, while he out there helping Freddy. It's a cold world, and everybody beefing. The Christian hate the Muslim. Pastor shot the deacon, but even through the storm, and I'm telling you, it's your season. And Greenpoint, they shot in the air cause they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing. So folk cut out the hill. Man, that's why we gotta learn to go and help our own self. And I can't put faith in man cause he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I gotta help my brother cause I know that's what's right. And use my time to serve you cause I'm gonna be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus and focus on that flight. Faith will mustard seed, everything alright. Come
the flood, the rain, the pain. I can go through anything in Jesus' name. The flood, the rain, the pain. I can go through anything in Jesus' name.
He's the first and the last.
You gotta believe. That you need in Jesus' name.
Every tongue will confess that He is Lord.
You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need.
By Minister Rashad. Good evening, man of God. Have your way. Minister Rashad?
Yes. Hello. Good evening, Pastor E.
There you go.
Hello. I was on mute. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Thank you so much, Pastor E. Hello, everyone. Happy holidays to Pastor E, the Now Network family, all my friends and family from across the country and even around the world. We're glad that you have taken some of your quality time to be here this evening. We want to thank you so much. We know you just got over the holiday yesterday and on your way to the next one coming up on the 1st. And we certainly want to use this time and this hour wisely here as we are closing out and closing in on 2017 and going into 2018. And just want to thank God for this wonderful opportunity, and thank God for just to see the sunrise once again and know that we have another chance. We have another day. We have a date with destiny. And, you know, I know God is no respecter of person. So it doesn't matter where you start. God is more interested on where you're at and, more importantly, where you are going. And I thank God that he is that Alpha and Omega, because he's already preordained, predestined, and already ordered our steps. And so where you are, no matter how dim the light may seem, no matter how dark it may look, no matter how transverse it may feel or look like right now, and you're thinking that it should be better, it can get better, well, amen to that, because God is certainly working it out for your good, for our good in this season. Amen. I hope that you can feel that. I hope that you are revealed to that. And the revelation has already been said. It's already been done. And so, as I said, we're closing out this 2017, and we've had 360-some-odd days to try to get it together. Hopefully you have seen some progress, and we're talking about your money here tonight. So money matters. Yes, your money matters. And so we want to just spend a little time, as we always do, talking about something that it means so much to, you know, a lot of us out there, because it dictates and controls so many different aspects of our lives. And, you know, God is always into us being financially astute and financial and being able to manage resources. And so anytime you're trying to build anything, and these are, you know, we're trying to build a kingdom, you know, God's building God's kingdom here, you know, you have to have some type of management, and financial management is one of those keys. Amen. A lot of things that we do or have in place or will have in the place in the future is going to come down to planning, organizing, investigating, and then making sure that we take the right action steps to get the results that we want. Amen. So if you want to have an apple tree, we can't plant oranges and expect to have the apples there. We got to plant some apple seeds to get the apple tree. And it's the same thing with the plans that we're going into 2018. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, I planned in 2014, it didn't turn out right. I planned again in 2015, it didn't turn out right. I even planned in 2016, it didn't turn out right. I even planned in 2017, it didn't go exactly according to plans. But the question is, should you stop planning? You know, people without plans tend to fail, and those with plans tend to succeed. So, you know, if it didn't work out, okay, this is why God gives us another day, another week, another month, another quarter, another year to get it right. Amen? And so we still have time on the clock while the clock is still ticking to get it right. And so as we look over 2017, as we should be doing, my message here for you today is simply as we are starting to use some kingdom solutions to our financial situation, is first thing is just continue to take that inventory. You know, I remember working in the restaurants many years ago, and, you know, one of the things we always had to do at the end of the month, and that was one of the jobs that I despised the most. I mean, I'd rather call in sick than to go down there and count all the cups and the trays and everything else when I worked at McDonald's as a teenager, was to do the inventory. But you know what? That inventory was so important for setting up the store, and the manager for the following month came in. And it wasn't until many years later when I got into management myself when I seen the importance of taking inventory. And that's where we are today, is taking inventory. You know, and taking inventory is not always a pleasant situation, or it's not always comfortable. But, you know, in order to be successful, it's not always going to be comfortable. You got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable sometimes in life. Amen? You have to become comfortable with being uncomfortable sometimes to make progress in life, okay? You know, a lobster would have to, you know, has to shed its own shell in order to grow, which means it has to risk being thrown up against the waves and the rocks of the water. But the only way for that lobster to grow, he's got to take his shell off, okay? And so you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable sometimes to make progress. And so inventory, sometimes we don't want to look back on what we just accomplished or what we failed to accomplish, because it doesn't always feel good, but that's okay. Feel okay that it didn't feel okay, because that should inspire you. That should motivate you to step up to the next challenge going into 2018 to do better. Amen. God has always designed us to do better, to do better. He doesn't design us to do worse. He always designed us to do better. Why? Because he created us in his image and after his own likeness. And so we're always striving to have that perfection that God had, and he sent them an example in his son, and we're always striving for that. So there's going to be corrections, there's going to be mistakes along the way, and thank God for his grace and his mercy that he's given that to us to allow us another chance to start over. You know, he's the God of second chances, amen. We already know that some people have gone home in 2017 that didn't get a chance to see this day, this Tuesday, this 26th day of December 2017. That last night was last night or last week or last month or 2 months ago or 3 months ago, but you are still here, which means there is still time on the clock for you and I to get it right. Amen? You know, God can move in the twinkling of an eye. Amen? God doesn't need to always take it out for 3 weeks or a month or a year or 2 years, sometimes on the list of things that you have that you want to see manifested in your life, God can make it happen just like that with a snap of a finger. And you just don't know where it's coming from and how it's always going to fall into place, but you know that you had it in your your goal sheet, your plans to make it happen. Amen. I was just in relating to this, I was just watching last week the show, TV show on CNBC called The Prophet, and it's about a multi-millionaire that goes around all over the country helping entrepreneurs and seasoned business people expand and grow their business and going into partnership with them. Well, one of the last stories that he showed was regarding this little young boy and his mom out of Inglewood, New Jersey. A little young African-American young man and his mom were making cookies, and Marcus happened to go by the young man house to visit him and, you know, touch bases with him and see, you know, what it's fueled his dream, his drive, and everything else. And the young boy took him into his room, and he showed him on the wall a list of his top 10 goals. And they asked, and Marcus asked him, well, why did you want to start selling cookies, young man? He said, because the reason why I wanted to sell cookies is because I wanted to help my mom get a car. I was tired of seeing her walk, tired of seeing her taking the bus. Now, mind you, this young man is only 13 years old, but he had the mindset, hey, my mom's a single mom. I see that she's struggling, and I'm gonna find some way that I can help out. So I'm going to make some cookies and start selling them in the neighborhood to the different small businesses to be able to help my mom come up with the money to get a car. And so he had it on his wall, and Marcus was going through all of his list of goals, and he showed him the car on the paper. And the point that I'm making is that he never got a chance to buy the car. You know why? Because Ellen DeGeneres, seen his story, heard about his story, invited him on her show to fly out to California from Jersey, and on the show she gave him a car. Mom got a small little mini SUV 4x4 to be able to drive around town as well as deliver the cookies. It already had the wrap on it. It was a beautiful vehicle. And so the point I'm trying to make is that writing those goals down is so powerful. You just don't know how God is going to bring your blessing to you. You may think that you're going to have to work for it this way and pray for it this way and go this way to get it and make that channel happen. But just the fact that he put it on paper, and because he started positioning himself for greatness, started positioning himself for the blessings that was going to come, started positioning himself and started putting forth the work, other people start to notice you. Other people started to notice him. And so that one person had seen him and got him in touch with Ellen DeGeneres and said, hey, this would be a great, fabulous story. It's heartwarming, and, you know, a lot of people would love that, and it's a good chance. It's a good way for me to give back as well from my blessings that I received, et cetera, et cetera. And so through that putting himself out there, someone else seen him and blessed him and his mother with a car paid for, free and clear. And so where did this all begin? This all began with an idea. This all began with putting it on paper and saying and declaring to the universe, declaring to God, this is what I like to have manifested in my world. And so I'm saying this to you tonight, this Tuesday, December 26, 2017. Write your goals. As the scripture says, write the vision. Write the vision in Habakkuk, right? It says in Habakkuk, write the vision and make it plain. And you just don't know where and how God is going to always orchestrate it. See, none of us know the minds of God. We don't know the mind of God. We don't know exactly when it's going to exactly. No man can time lightning. No man can actually time thunder when it's going to come and where it will appear. Amen? And so that's the power and majesty of God. If you can just see that. That what you need to do is just continually. I know it didn't work out in 13. I know it didn't work out in 2014. It might have not have come to full bloom in 2015 or maybe 2016. But you got to just have faith that God is wise enough in his own infinite wisdom that he's going to figure out a way to get it to work out for your good. Amen? And so in the meantime, put your goals on paper for 2018, what it is that you are going to accomplish, what it is you're going to do. And we want to, we're talking from the side of the money side on this side of the table. I know there's a lot of different quadrants that you have in your life that you're working on from your physical and, you know, your other side that you may be working on your, and elevating your job performance and things of nature. But I'm just talking from the money side. Here tonight, and Pastor has a lot of wonderful other ministers and people coming on board and already on board with him that are talking in a lot of different areas that maybe I have a gap in right now. But closing out and thinking about, you know, I need you to think like God. I need you to think with no limits. Amen. I just need you to close your eyes and think about what's possible. Because I've run into so many people that think about what's not possible, what seems impossible, what seems like, you know, there's no way that's going to happen for me. I just don't see it. Well, where there is no vision, people perish. Amen? And so you just got to take that time every day to sit down for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes and see that vision. Write that vision. Write your vision every day. If you don't have a journal book by this day, December 26, 2017, I suggest you go get one. You need a journal. You need a journal where you're writing your goals every day on what you want to have and what you are asking God to manifest for you. Amen? That's how it's going to happen. That's how you're going to bring it to you. Amen? It's going to give you the power. It's going to give you the motivation. It's going to give you the inspiration. It's going to give you the determination to stay on it. See, because, you know, what's on your mind is very important. Because, you know, what you're thinking about, you're going to attract and become like. Amen. We become what we think about. And so when you start thinking about your plans, you got to have the right mindset. So you just don't become a 100,000-aire or a millionaire or a 200,000-aire unless you just hit the lottery or somebody passed away and left it to you. You just don't, I mean, that money's just not going to come to you like that. You have to have a plan. You have to have a mindset that you can see yourself managing, handling, and utilizing money on that level to that degree. Amen? And it starts by thinking about it and taking those thoughts and putting it on paper. So if you stretch back in now and look at the inventory on what you did in 2017, I need you to put some highlight marks on what were some of your highlights for 2017 financially for you. Did you pay off some bills? Did you save some money somewhere? And then start thinking about, okay, now what am I going to do in 2018? Okay, what is on my list for 2018 financially for you? So take inventory. It starts with you, so take stock on you. What more do you need to learn? Okay, are you reading any books on millionaires? Are you reading any books on investing? Are you reading any books on saving? Are you reading any books on how to read a balance sheet or a financial statement? Are you reading any books on any other entrepreneurs or small business people or people's autobiographies who have overcame circumstances and situations and, you know, were born in abject poverty and started with nothing and came up with ideas to produce a product or a service and went on to become, you know, very wealthy in their own right and financially free, okay? Because you got to study something and somebody else in order to get there, amen? So you might have learned some things in school and, you know, never let your education get in the way of your schooling, okay? School is never out. School is never out. I don't care if you got an MBA, you got a BA, MA, or BA, or BS. School is never out. You're always learning. You're always learning. You need to continue to take in that information so you can change and control your situation. Amen? Information controls the situation. And the only way you're going to be able to transfer and transform, you know, you can try to study all these gurus on TV and on the internet and everywhere else, but you need to know it for yourself. Like they say, God, you know, sometimes when you go listen to a preacher preach and a minister and a reverend, and then you sit there and he says, you know what, you got to know God for yourself. Amen. And so you got to know this for yourself and get around other like-minded people. And so that's what we're working on. So have an action plan going into 2018. Have an action plan. That action plan, some of the things that we talked about earlier towards the end of this year was, number one, make sure that you have make sure that you are giving back to God. First and foremost, make sure that you're giving back to God. You know, because your barns will not be full, your vats will not be full. You're going to always have scarcity and lack because you're not giving back to God first. You know, I don't care if you're sitting there and you're doing babysitting, you're doing Uber driving and all these other things, and maybe you're working at Walmart right now, you're working at not at the best job you want to be at, or maybe your mate or significant other just left you and, you know, things are a little tight right now. But just remember who is the author and finisher of the work. Don't forget about who is the rock, the Jehovah Jireh. Don't forget about who is really the provider. Don't forget about who's really signing your check. Don't forget about it. You know, even though it may say it's signed by Sam Walmart or Sam Thurston or Judge Judy or somebody else is signing the check, don't forget about who's really, really signing the check. If you're self-employed, and I know some of my brothers and sisters out there are self-employed like myself, I know who signs my check. Amen. I know who is the one that makes it happen. I have no idea where the clients are going to come from. I just know that they come because I'm planting the seeds, I'm doing the work, and I'm finding ways to give back. Amen. And so you need to make sure that you're doing that. That is first and foremost to build wealth, to build financial independence, to be in tune with God's blessing. You can't outgive the giver of givers. Amen. You can't outgive God. Okay? You know, anytime that you go to give to a king, that king is obligated to reciprocate back to you. Amen? And God is the Lord of Lords and what? The King of Kings. So give unto that king so he can therefore give unto you. You know, it says that the God created the earth and the fullness thereof. And God, you know, he created this earth, and the earth belongs to God, right? The world belongs to God. Amen? And so if it belongs to him, then everything in it, you know, he can definitely share and pass on to us. Amen? So there's no shortage. There's no lack when you really think about it. Some people always worry about, well, there's not enough money to go around. Everybody can't be a millionaire. Everybody can't be financially free. And everybody can't be financially dependent. Everybody can't have a home of their own and stop renting. And everybody can't, you know, have a business. Well, the devil is a liar. That is so untrue. So untrue. Please, if that was your thought, if that was your theory, if that was your philosophy, please throw that out the window. Please bury that in 2017. Go out in the yard today and write that down on a piece of paper and bury it. And just remember that there's infinite possibilities out here. Amen? So have an action plan going into 2018. Okay? The how-to sometimes is none of your business. Like sometimes we wonder, how's this going to happen? How's that going to happen? First thing, just put it down. Let the universe, let God handle that, the how-to part. He's the one that's going to connect you with the people, the organizations, the situations, the occurrences that, you know, happen to you feel like was just an accident. But when God does it, there's no such thing as accidents. There's no such thing. These are divine setups. These are divine revelations that happen when you read something on a bus stop or in an airport or in a public place somewhere that you happen to be sitting and having dinner, or you happen to skim through a book as you're standing in line at the checkout counter. Something catches your eye, something catches your attention and gives you that idea or gives you that aha moment, gives you that breakthrough. That's God sending you a message. Amen? So you got to be able to recognize that. So step number two is, now that you paid God, make sure that you're paying yourself. You know, when I get paid, I will learn to pay myself first. So not first before God, but I'm going to pay myself. So I don't care if you break off $1 a week or $10 a week or $5 a week or $3 or whatever it is. Whenever you get paid, make sure you put something aside for God and you put something aside for yourself, okay? And it's not the amount. Right now, you might not be able to do as much as you want to do, but it's the habit and the discipline that counts most. Amen? Because you don't want to just give all your money away to the vendors and the lenders and the cell phone company, the electric company and the cable company and the dish company and all the pizza places, the restaurants and your shoes and, you know, your wardrobe and the food and your Walmart and state. Everybody got your money but you. Amen. And so you need to make sure that you're just as important as them, if not more important, because without you, none of that happens. So make sure. I don't care if you got a disability check coming in every month. If you got to take $2-3 out of that disability check to put it aside. I'm telling you, it's just like a magnet. You know, zero times zero keeps equaling zero. Okay, that math equation has not changed. But if you keep putting away $20 here, $30 here, it all adds up. It's giving you that wealthy, conscious mindset. See, it's a mindset. It's a mindset. And until you get that in as a mindset, you're always going to remain poor. See, being broke is just temporary. But being poor is a mindset. Broke is temporary. Like, my car can break down, so my car is broken. I can't drive my car until I fix it. And so some of us need to fix our mind because we keep saying we're poor, but it's temporary. It's because we are using words to disempower ourselves or we're using words to empower ourselves. You know, and the scripture says, let the weak say that I am strong, okay? And so we have to learn to call those things that are not as though they are. You have to call it as it shall be, not as it is today. I am wealthy in my situation today. I am getting better in my situation. My finances are coming together today. My credit is coming together today. My insurance policies are coming together. My job is getting better. You know, don't call it what it is. Call it as you see it, just like you do your children. Sometimes your children are having a rough spot, and you're trying to encourage them, right? You're trying to encourage them. Well, you know, honey, keep trying at school. I see you doing better. I know that you're going to get A's. I know you're going to make it to college. Now, this child's just in junior high school. You already told him, I can see you going to college. You're going to be a great student, and then you're going to go on and, you know, work for a great company or start your own business. And, you know, you're prophesizing to them basically what you keep seeing for them, and you're hoping that they get a clue and they catch on to it, and they're believing it because you're believing it, and their belief takes over with. They're believing it for themselves. Well, see, you need to talk to yourself that way, that you believe it on your conscious and subconscious and super subconscious level from the power that God has given you inside of you to call on that thing and say, yes, I am making this happen. I am doing it. And doing it in essence that I am, that I am, that I am. Because the yeah, I am is right with you if you allow it to you, if you allow it to be utilized within you. Amen? So set up that action plan and see yourself paying off that. I am paying off my car this year. I am paying off my house this year. Now, you may not know where and how the money's coming in, but what does it cost to put it on there and say this is going to happen? Your mortgage might be $300,000. Your mortgage might be $500,000. Your mortgage might be $700,000. You might be saying, I'm buying a house this year. But I'm just, you know, God, just, I am buying. You may not even have $2 in the bank today. You might be unemployed today. I don't know. But it's okay to tell God and to touch and agree with God when two among you come together. Woo, and you touch and agree on a thing. So just say, I am buying a house. I am buying a house in 2018. You don't know how and where and, you know, how God is going to make that all come together. You just hold on to the belief that it's possible. It's possible. Have enough faith to know that it's possible. I see the warehouse. I see the office building. I see myself driving the car. I see my bills being paid off. Yeah, they're $20,000, $15,000, $100,000, $150,000, including my student loans. But I see myself paying them off. I see myself writing the check. I see myself wiring out the money. I see the six figures in my bank account. I see the seven figures in my bank account. See, when you keep saying it, you're sending it out to the universe, and, man, what you send out has got to come back. And how it comes back, we have no clue how it's always going to fall into place. Amen? I told you about the story about the little boy who had the picture of the vehicle on his dream board. And through the working of God's hand moving around, a TV show gave his mother the car. Amen. He didn't have to go out and buy it. It was given to him. See, the scripture says, the riches will be given to you, and men will give unto your bosom. And I forgive me not having that exact scripture right here in front of me, but it says, it just came to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It says, and men will give unto your bosoms. See, it didn't say that God was going to strike and snap his finger and materialize it, but it said, and men will give unto your bosom. And somebody, by the time this show ends, and they email me, text me or something, and let me know where that scripture is. But it says, and men will give it to you. But where did these men get it from? Where did the men even get the notion to give it to you from? See, because every day somebody's watching you, somebody's seeing you. So if you're posting stuff on Facebook, you're first posting stuff on YouTube and other places, and you're doing your marketing or you're typing up and making your resume look better, et cetera, et cetera. You're going into stores and maybe you're chatting at Starbucks or one of the other places, a coffee shop, and you're talking about your business. You never know who's listening. You never know who's watching. You never know who may want to just bless you because they see the genuine goodness in you and what your goodness is going to do for others. Amen? Amen? So don't forget about utilizing that extra that extra power, that extra sixth sense that a lot of times we don't talk about and we don't even acknowledge that it's there, that God can move and position and use other people to bring us the blessings, the breakthroughs, and the outcomes that we're looking for. It's not always going to go by what's on that paper exactly to the T, because no man knows the mind of God. But at the same time,
Luke 6:38,
write the vision. Amen. God did say, write the vision.
Luke 6:38.
Make sure that we're working on our action plan. Amen. Make sure we're working on action plan. And then from there, Luke 6:38. Luke, what did you say, Pastor?
Luke chapter 6, verse 38.
Thank you. Luke 6:38. And men shall give unto your bosom. Okay, and so you can go back and look at that and meditate on that and meditate. I implore you, just meditate on that. Meditate. See, sometimes we're reading and reading and reading, but we're not getting no understanding. And all by getting understanding, the scripture says, amen? So just meditate on that for 1, 2, 3 days, that men shall be given unto your bosom. And so you ain't got to be a woman to have a bosom, amen? So a man, I mean, the bosom means they're bringing it to you. It's being ushered in. You didn't have to go ask for it. People seen that you needed it, and they gave it to you because they knew you were going to operate it right. You were going to put it into order. You were going to be the one that's going to be able to help bless other people because of what you're doing with the tools or the foundational things that they're giving you to open up other doors. Amen? Amen. And so this is the time, this is the season to start thinking bigger. Think bigger than you ever thought before. Whatever you think you're going to make in 2018, you got a number in mind. I know you do. Whatever number you have in mind, I'm going to tell you to multiply it by 5. If you say, well, I'm going to make $30,000 in 2018, multiply that by 5, please. That's $150,000. If you got $50,000 in your radar, multiply that by 5. See, sometimes we have not because we ask not. Or, you know, God said, you know, if you would have just asked me for more, I would have gave you more. But I gave you exactly what you asked for. So why not ask for the bigger part? At least if you miss, you're going to be, you know, still maybe a lot stronger than where you started off. But if you ask for 50, you might miss 50 and only get 30. You might ask for 30 and only get 20, right? Amen? So, and what if it happens that you happen to get exactly what you asked for? Now what? You would probably be kicking yourself and say, I should ask for $1 million. I only asked for $100,000. I got it. I got $105,000. I should have asked for $1 million. See, because you just don't know. Somebody might call you and say, hey, I got a job offer for you because I heard about you at your last job at Campbell's Soup or whatever it was. And, you know, I heard that you was a great executive there and we can use a mind. Or I met you at a seminar. I met you at a workshop. We just happened to be doing some small talk. And you shared some ideas with me about how a company can run better, be more proficient, and how to handle employees and how to handle this, that, and the other. And before, you know, this person is a CEO or somebody close to the CEO or the HR department. You know what? I'm starting a new team in my division, and I would like to recruit this guy, Roger Morris, to come work with us. I talked to him at the seminar, this workshop in Dallas. So you're going to get, some of y'all are going to get some invitations to go some places. Holy Spirit is telling me right now, some of you are going to get some invitations to go to a place, and you're going to think that you're not worthy enough to go. And I know I'm supposed to be talking about money, but this all rides back to the money, so I'm trying to get there. But I'm open. Hey, God, use me. Whatever you want me to say, whatever you want me to put out there, I'm doing it. So let thy will be done, not my will, but his will. So some of you are going to get some invitations in 2018, and you're going to be a little bit nervous about should you go. And you're going to say, well, you're going to start making excuses. I don't have money to go, or I don't know if it's going to be any good for me to go. I don't see the value of me going. I'm telling you, there's going to be certain invitations that you're going to get you don't want to miss, because these are those divine setups where your path is going to cross with somebody. It may not even be at the event. It may be the guy that's driving you to the event. It might be the person in the supermarket when you got to the event because you need to stop and go get a soda real quick. It might be the person that is in the airport with you. It might be the person on the plane with you. It might be the person on the Greyhound bus. You might say, I don't even have the money for the airplane, but I can't take the bus. Amen. The bus still works. Ain't no shame in the game. You might have to get on Greyhound and get there. You might have to get on Amtrak to go. But go. Because there's going to be a blessing in you going and stretching. See, we got to get out of our comfort zone. We talked about that earlier, about the lobster has to risk losing his shell in order to grow. See, going into 2018, you got to come out of your comfort zone in order to grow. And that might mean that you have to go out there and be able to visit another state, visit another city, or maybe visit another country. There may be somebody that wants to do some import and exporting with you because you have something of value that they want. You'd be like, well, I don't know if I want to really go that far. It's way over there. And all. Man, the devil is a lie. See, the devil's going to try to talk you out of it. See, that first voice that says go, we know that's God. Because he's trying to do what? He's trying to line you up with the money. This is the year, 2018, when you are coming into that explosive growth. You're going to go through quantum leaps. All right? So, amen. So, I just need to pass that on. Please, when you get those invitations, go. Figure out a way. If that way don't work, figure out another way. If that way don't work, figure out another way. But don't you dare give up after the first try and say, well, I see, I ain't got enough of my credit card. I can't go. If there's a will, there's a way. Amen? So be able to be sure that you're setting up your no-look account going into 2018. I know we already started in 2017, but continue to let that account grow. Amen. Make sure you have a blueprint set up for yourself going into 2018. If you don't have a blueprint, then get with a coach. Get with me. Get with Pastor E. Get with somebody that can help you set up a blueprint about how I should map out my life or my career, how I should map out my life or my finances and everything else. You can't get with me? Get with Pastor. Pastor knows a lot. Trust me, he knows a lot. He can help you get further down the road than you could ever believe if you just trust and believe him. Amen. And when he don't know, he's going to call the right people in because he's very resourceful and will get you the people to help put the pieces together. See, getting ahead is a team sport. It's a team sport. You can't do it by yourself. I can't do it by myself. I still call out for help. I still reach out to other people. Amen. You know, President got 12 people sitting on his cabinet. He can't even do it by himself. Amen. Jesus had 12 disciples sitting around him. Amen. So it's a team sport. You don't have to worry about trying to do it all by yourself. Amen. Amen. So don't try to do it all by yourself. Take this year to find one or two other successful people. Find one or two. You may not have found them last year, but find one or two successful people that can help you develop this year. Have a self-development plan this year in your blueprint, all right? Be ready for the new plans, the new season. Be ready. Be ready to take the steps. Don't hesitate. You know, this year you might get up an hour earlier, 2 hours earlier, 15 or 30 minutes earlier to change some things. You know, you got to break some old habits. You got to get into some new directions. That use that time to do some, you know, you got your praying going on, but do that. Use that extra time to do some extra reading in those areas that we talked about that you need to develop more of your mind on. Or maybe you're going to watch a YouTube video on people being more determined and having perseverance or how they made their money. And, you know, get that inspiration part of yourself going, all right? And listen to what they're saying and have a notebook. Because every now and then you're going to hear about some of the characteristics, some of the traits, or some of the meetings that they went to and the words that they used. That's going to help empower you to you can use to your advantage when you're in those meetings, you're in those settings, and the mindset that they had in order to do it. Amen. And the mindset is right there in the Bible. Amen. If you just study the Word of God, the mindset is right there. You ain't. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun. These mindsets come from scriptures. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we got our no-look account. And our no-look account, for those of you who may be first-time listeners here or might have heard it before, but we really didn't go into details about it, that no-look account is that we got to think like farmers. Amen? And so a farmer doesn't eat all of his harvest every time he harvests. He always puts a little bit back so he has some seeds for the next season. And so the same thing with us. You know, in order to get out of this grip of lack, loss, and limitations and not having any new seeds to plant, every time that we have a harvest, every time we come home from work or stores or school, whatever we're doing, we took some money out, we got to make sure that when we come back in, we put something away in that no-look account. All right, so every morning before you go out the door, make sure that the night before you put something in your no-look account. What is a no-look account? It's just an envelope. Go get any envelope that's used that you're not using no more, or get a clean envelope. You got a white clean envelope, just write on there, no-look account. All right, and every day before I go out, if I got a $20 bill in my pocket, I'm going to take out 15 and leave 5. Or I got a $50 bill, maybe I'm going to take out 10 and go out with 40. All right, maybe I got a $100 bill, and I'm going to take 80 with me and leave 20 behind. Okay, every time I come in at night and I'm going through my pockets, I'm taking my pens out, my business cards, et cetera, and I look and see, man, I got $7. Okay, out of that 7, I'm going to put 3 away. And I'm just going to hold on to this 4 over here and put the 3 away. I'm going to put 4 away and put the 3 over here. You know, you can go to an ATM machine anytime you want to. Most of them go to an ATM machine 24/7 and pull out some more money. But when you pull that money out, make sure, okay, I pulled out 20, but I'm going to put 3 over here. Put 3, now I'm only working with 17. See, you can't give the world all your money. You're always going to be broke. You got to learn to harvest some of that money you have and put it away for a bigger investment that's coming down the road. Amen? Amen. All right, next is, as we start looking back and taking inventory, you know, look at how much money you made in 2017. Look at your last W-2 that you're probably, your last paycheck stub that you'll be getting, you know, hopefully this week or next week somewhere, the first week of January, the last week of December, and look how much you paid in taxes. Okay, look how much your gross income is. That's the top part. And then look how much your net income is. Amen? And look at how much money the government took out on you over the year. And then start sitting down with your accountant at the beginning of each year and say, how can I save more money in taxes the following year? Just don't look forward to the tax return check. I mean, that's wonderful. That's great. That's beautiful if you get one. You know, it's nice money. But I want you to start thinking like the wealthy people think. They think in advance, okay, the tax laws have changed in 2018. There's some new things going on. What can I do to position myself to pay less in taxes legally? Now, he may tell you, mate, one of the biggest things you can do is start yourself a home-based business. Okay, there are hundreds and thousands, if not millions, of different home-based businesses to choose from. But maybe he's going to tell you to start a home-based business and ask him or go online and find out about all the deductions that the IRS, allows you to take as a home-based business. Amen? You'll be surprised that instead of paying 30% of your money away to the IRS at the end of the year or throughout the year, that maybe you're only paying 20, maybe you're paying 19, maybe you're paying 25. But that difference goes back into your pocket. Amen? I know some people that they don't take vacations no more. They take business trips. They just happen to bring their family along. They're talking about business, the home-based business. But now, you know, a portion of that trip, they get the write-off. Amen. Please see your accountant. I'm not an accountant, not a lawyer, but please see those people to get the exact rendering on that. But start thinking like the wealthy people think. That's how they got there. They weren't all born that way. They were made that way. And they had to do some studying. They had to ask some questions. Success leaves clues. And learn to ask your way to success. Write that one down. Please learn to ask your way to success. Okay? So you got your no-look account. And then, you know, the other bigger thing we need to look at, too, which is like the elephant in the room, for those of you who are still working, is your retirement. That's why your money matters so much. Because a lot of us are going to spend more time in our retirement years than we did during our working years. Well, it might be 50-50. You might work for 35 or 40 years, and you might be retired 35 or 40 years. Amen? Praise the Lord. And you don't want to be in that position where you have to go back to work. You want to go if you choose to go back. Amen? And there's a lot of things you can do to start making sure that you're maximizing your retirement. And that's where we're coming in and helping a lot of our people, too, because a lot of us, you know, we're falling behind economically. We're working harder and harder. It seems like we're getting some raises here and there. But, you know, looking at the census bureaus and looking at the government reports, it shows and it looks like we're falling further and further and further behind. We're doing worse today economically, not personally. We're doing worse today economically than we were 8 years ago and 4 years ago. Even though it looks like everything is moving up and people are making more money, we see ball players signing contracts for $200 million for 8 years to play and $50 million for 3 years. And we're saying, man, we must be doing good. We must be doing. But the reality of it is, more of our people are renters than homeowners. More of our people are spending 40, 45, 48, 50% of their money on renting instead of owning. You know, our home ownership numbers have gone down. We're only at about 33, 35% home ownership in this country right now, where it used to be in the 40%. So what happened? How did we lose? We lost wealth. You know, because if your house was worth $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, you lost that house, it's like losing money out the bank. It's gone. That was wealth that was taken away. So our net worth is drying up. A lot of us, our savings are at a minus 100, a minus 10, minus 35. Some of us don't even have a savings account, and we're 35 and 40 years old with no savings. And we're just going to work every week and waiting for that paycheck to get every 2 weeks to come in, thinking that we're going to catch up and one day it's going to get ahead. And, you know, we're crossing our fingers, and maybe some of the people out there are playing the lottery and saying, maybe I'm just going to hit the lottery and that'll solve everything. But whoo, no, you got to have a plan. Got to have a plan. And if you don't have one, get with somebody that can help give you that plan. So we got to start thinking a little bit more strong about that retirement and studying the wealthy people that have made this money. How are they doing it? How did they do it? And how do they continue to do it? And one of the biggest ways that we have seen that works is that they are controlling assets. They are controlling real estate. They are controlling businesses. So between controlling and running businesses, and between controlling and owning real estate is the way that the wealth is being created for a majority of these people. What happens? They end up selling off the real estate and making a profit, or they end up selling off the business and making a profit. Amen? Some of these people I've met over the years are retired down in Florida. One of the friends of mine said he had an electronics company, and he ended up getting cashed out for – him and his partner got cashed out for $89 million back in 2010. $89 million. They started the company like probably 10 years prior to that, and they got it big, and it went national, it went global, and a bigger elephant came into the room and just gobbled them up for $89 million. Now he's in the business of lending out money as a private investor for real estate deals. I mean, you know, he's most of the time when I call him, if I need help on a deal, he's out on his yacht sailing somewhere between the Bahamas and the seas of Miami somewhere. You know, he's down there in the Gabriel Coast or the Gold Coast area, as they call it down there, of Florida, just cruising on his boat. Why? Because he started a business 10 years ago and it cashed out, you know. And so we have to come into that same mindset that we need to start businesses and control some real estate. Amen. And I'm going to close out with that. Before I close out, I'm going to share something else with you. But these are the plans that, you know, there's strength in numbers. Okay, if we're trying to get there now, a lot of us, I know we've been trying to do it by ourselves. We tried to do it this one, that one. But now it's time to get with the right groups. With the right groups that have the same mindset, where you can pull your resources and have ownership. See, a Rolls Royce by itself, you know, might cost $250,000 if we were bold enough to go buy one. And by ourselves, we may not be able to get one, depending on what your net worth is, your credit, et cetera, et cetera. But if nine of us went down to the dealership, and all of us had decent credit somewhere in between, we had the down payment, et cetera, now they'd be a little bit more less reluctant to give it to us because there's nine of us on the sheet. And we're all putting in, you know, $800 a month, and $800 a month times a six, we got enough now to make the payment on a monthly basis, whatever it's supposed to be, to pay for that car. Amen? And so we hold the car, and the car goes up in value, let's say $150,000, and 2 years later, because this car went up in value, we end up selling it off, and now everybody cashes out. And then we repeat the process. And see, these little small incremental steps, You know, all these things that people are coming on about, get rich overnight and do it this way and follow me and buy my course and come to my seminar. I mean, it's well and good. I'm not knocking it. Some of you have been it, tried it, been there and done that, but you still doesn't seem like you've gotten ahead. And so I've seen it myself. I've been to a lot of them as well, and it's always about the work. You still got to put in the work. And a lot of people are good at working the seminar, but they're not good at working the plan at the end of the day. And so we wanted to design and come up with a plan where we can collectively not create anything new, nothing new under the sun, but follow the same course and patterns that private equity groups, hedge funds, and the banks have been using for hundreds of years. And that's just taking collective money together and putting it into assets that add value, benefit the community, benefit society, and then pay a return back to the institution that lent the money. Amen? And so we can come together and do the same thing and have our own economic cooperative wealth-building platform. Amen? And we're going to be ready to launch that in March. And so I'm telling everybody to get themselves ready and start putting aside their nest eggs and their little funding that they have in order to participate if they choose to. And so starting in January, we're going to be able to start sending you out some information to read over the information about the membership of this association. So it's going to be a private association. It's not open to the general public. It will not be advertised to the general public as well. So it will be a private wealth-building association that we have amongst ourselves. We have a goal. We have an objective. We have an operating agreement, and we're specifically designed to acquire and to control different things that benefit the group. And as we own them and control them, there'll be potentially cash flow coming off of it that you can add to your retirement account. Amen? And so I know a lot of you have retirement accounts today, and as I mentioned last week, you probably want to start looking at where's your money at in your retirement? Where's your money at? I mean, who's holding it? I know a lot of these great institutions are holding it, but when you are you looking at that statement and seeing really where that money's at? You know, whether it's in electronics, is it in Best Buy? Is it in, you know, is it in real estate? Is it in healthcare? Is it in oil and gas? Is it in bitcoins, or is it in gold? Is it in silver? Where is your retirement money at today? See, we got to start taking control of our own resources and stop just giving it to them blindly and then never even looking at the statement when they come out to us quarterly and expecting everything to turn out well. Okay, if you just give them your money for the next 10, 15, 20 years and hope that everything's going to turn out well, whatever number you think that's going to be, I'm going to tell you right now, you probably need to divide it by 3. Because you're not watching it, you don't know if it's going up or down. You don't know if they have your, you don't know if they're looking out for their interests or your interests. And it's okay to hold them accountable. They're very transparent, but they know that most of the time we're not reading the information that's in there. And if you don't understand it, please take it to your accountant, your lawyer, your financial planner, and let them go over it with you and let them help explain and tell you what's in there. And then you can go back to them and check them on it and say, okay, yes, I like being in this, or no, it's okay for you to say, take me out of this and put me over here. Okay, you should have that enough control and power over your money. It's your money. You're not a sheep. You're not a tree. You don't have to stay planted where you're there. You can pick your roots up and say, you know what, get me out of this oil and gas stuff and put me over here in these energy things, or put me in with Apple, or put me in with Walmart, or put me in, you know, something else where I see this progress and I'm happy about that. Move some of my stuff over there, okay? And so learn to rebalance and rediversify your portfolio every year. I know a lot of wealthy clients that I've worked with over the years. They do it even twice a year. When I was over at Merrill Lynch, they rebalanced themselves every 6 months. They went in there and see what was working, what was not working, made some corrections. And I know a lot of times they say, well, if you're an investor and you're in the market like Warren Buffett, you're there for the long haul, et cetera, so don't move anything. Just leave it alone and just ride it out. Right? You know how many people got wiped out in 2008, 2007? They just wrote it out. You know how many people got wiped out when Enron went down? Because they just wrote it out. You know how many people got wiped out when some of those savings and loans banks went down and under? Because they said just ride it out. Amen. So don't be a fool in 2018. Excuse my expression. Don't be a fool and just ride it out. No, get the information, and you have more access to it today than you ever had at any one time before because of the power of the internet. Amen. So whatever stocks or holdings they have you in, have the gumption to say, okay, one side I'm going to sit there and look at every stock that they said I'm in, and I'm going to look it up and see how well it's doing in the market, how has it performed in the last 12 months, the last 24 months, and the last 36 months. How is the trend? Is it trending up or is it trending down? Are Nike selling more shoes now, or are they losing market share because, you know, Hummer or somebody else is coming on the scene and making a difference now, or Adidas is taking them over now, or somebody else or whatever. So you need to follow those things. That's your money in there. And a lot of times the guy there, he may be a good friend of the Nike people. He may not take it out. Amen? But you have the power to tell them to take it out. And so as we close out here in the last 5 minutes here before we end this session here tonight, I just want you to start thinking more about putting together your funds if you're going to get involved with us and what we're doing or anybody else you're going to do. But think about it. You got to be an investor. You got to be a strong participant investor. And we're going to be buying commercial real estate buildings, you know, with the market the way it is and the statistics I just shared, and you'll get it in your little membership package, that we have more people today going for rentership than home ownership because of the, you know, everybody's trying to find affordable housing, which is not affordable for most people. So they have no alternative. They're not saving no money when you look at the nature and the state of savings in the United States today. So they're not even able to save to buy a home. They're saddled with school loans and debt and car loans and, you know, bills that they've created. They're living at home with mommy and daddy, and they don't have enough money to move out yet. So, you know, these people got to stay renters. So the renting market is still very strong. And so we want to start putting your name on those multi-family apartment buildings. I want to show you how to retire. I want to show you how to retire owning multi-family apartment buildings. Amen? Where there's 100 units or 200 units or 300 units in there. You take them numbers. You take 200 units, and the average person is paying about $1,000 a month. You do the math on that. How much money is coming in on a gross level before you start paying out any expenses? Okay? And if you're part of that pool that we are putting together in this network, you know, that's going to be a nice quarterly check for you every quarter, something to build on. So I want to teach you. I want to show you what we're doing, how we're doing it, and let you start building your own portfolio outside of whatever else you're doing. You don't have to close out everything you're doing, but I want you to diversify and go in another direction as well. If you believe in it and you can see the value in it and how we are exploring and utilizing a very strong asset that's been here, will be good when the markets are up and will be good when the markets are down. Because if anything happens in the economy and it dips and it goes into a small recession, God forbid, whatever happens, people still got to rent. They still got to pay for a place to live. And right now we're in a point in time in history where there's a housing crisis going on, where there's not enough housing for the number of people out there. Amen? And we see in every major city out there how many homeless people we have. And I know the pastor's doing a phenomenal job with his program and helping people in the transitional housing and things of that nature that he's running. I mean, he could have almost 10 units by himself. Think about that. Just in transitional housing, that if we put together the right funding, we can say, hey, pastor, here's you know, $500,000, $1 million. Go develop 10 more houses just like that and make us your partner. Put us in with you. Amen? And so these are the kind of things that have helped other communities get ahead. You know, in closing, I look at my old neighborhood in New York, and I look at Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York, Williamsburg section, and all of the new real estate. I mean, all the brownstones that used to be owned by us and owned by the Jamaicans and owned by the Haitians and owned by African-Americans and, the Latinos and the Puerto Ricans, they are gone. I don't know if they moved them out to Staten Island or Queens, but they are gone. And other ethics have now just moved in and taken over. They've taken them old houses that were dilapidated, and they were just treading on falling apart, and they have transformed those inner city communities into now show places. They're show places now. I mean, you can't even get in there for less than $4,000 a month for a one bedroom or a studio. Okay, and so they've seen the value in real estate and remodernize it. See, so all they're doing is they let the cities decay, and then somebody comes back and they do a major revitalization of them. Amen. And so we have the people, we have the resources, we have, more importantly, the knowledge to do it, and it's legal. Amen. And you could be a part of that. You could be a part of that. And so this is another way to help kickstart, jumpstart, or to help magnify and put on top of the whatever you're doing now, to supplement whatever you're doing now. And if you ain't doing nothing at all, then there's a great way to start. So you'll learn, you'll participate, and it's beautiful, though, that your name will be on that building. Amen. Nothing like ownership. You sleep good at night knowing that you own something versus you're just renting something. You could be renting an apartment. That's fine. But how about that your quarterly check coming in every month might be enough to pay your rent every 3 months? Amen. Amen. That's powerful. I'll say that again. You may still be renting, but what we're about to do, there may be enough coming in down the road where there's enough money coming in every quarter to pay for your rent every 3 months. So what are you doing now with the rest of your paycheck? That's more money to save and more money to put into the next investment vehicle. So you'll have diversification as they have it as well, where they have money coming in on here on the 1st. They got money coming here on the 10th. They got money coming here on the 15th. They got 3 checks coming in a month on top of their 9-to-5 check. Amen? That's where you want to be. You want to be an active investor in 2018. And you don't have to be an active investor. I'm talking about Bitcoin and the stock market and this, that. No, I'm talking about just some brick-and-mortar real estate. Amen? The leading capital builder in the United States created more millionaires than any other vehicle that's been used here in the United States has been. Amen? Amen. And so I'm closing out here tonight. I want to thank you all so much. Please review your car insurance. Please review your life insurance. There's some money to be saved in there, so please look those policies over. Make sure you get your discounts in there. Shop around and make sure that you have the best value for your dollar. You have the power of the internet there to make it happen. Utilize your no-look accounts and start saving your money, because we're looking for that you're going to need to have about $2,500 going into March of 2018 to participate. For those of you that are interested in getting information about what is the association going to be about and how we're going to work this, et cetera, I will exclusively send you a package after January 15th. You'll be able to have a copy of the package, but you need to start getting me your email address now so I can add you to the list, okay? It's going to be only for so many people to participate in it, and then we got to close the door, unfortunately. Amen? And so I want you all to participate. I want you all to learn. Learn while you earn, as they say. Learn while you earn so you can profit and continue to move forward. And then I'm going to need you to pass it on to your children and your children's children so you can leave a legacy of wealth and a legacy of knowledge on how to build and create wealth for yourself and your family for years to come. Amen? And so with that being said, I want to thank you all for your participation now. I love you now, Network. Love you, Pastor E, Minister Terry, Minister Rashid, and all the Now Network for allowing me to be here this evening. I look forward to working with you in 2018. We're going to have a fabulous time and doing some really incredible, remarkable things that God has ordained and mandated for us to do and take the lead and take the charge in 2018. Until then, stay prosperous, healthy, wealthy, and wise. In Jesus' name, we give him all the honor and glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.